Back goes Hurts. He's looking. He steps up. He dashes out of harm's way. He starts to run. He falls. He fumbles football and then makes a tackle. That's the second turnover today.
They're now minus five in that category.
It's awfully tough to win when you're turning the football over at this rate.
It is. They found a way yesterday, and they find a way kind of often to do this, but more turnovers by Jalen Hurts yesterday. Welcome back. Midday Show, 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts had some ups, obviously a game-winning drive, which is a major, major up. I mean, I don't know if you saw this. Elliott Shore Parks gave him an A grade.
Yeah, I was surprised at that.
A grade, Jalen. And that, well, you mean game-winning drive, I guess, boost that score. That's like
Elliott's an A.
Some would say that. I guess it's like the final test, the final exam, boost that grade point average up a lot because Jalen did not have an A before that last
drive.
Way
too much, though. I mean,
maybe too much.
Come on.
Yeah, and he's strong.
It's not an A quarterback performance.
It was not. What was it? Was it a B?
I would say a C.
Yeah, I think
B is the highest you can go. Overcame his own.
I know.
Like, he's the one that put himself in that position.
I would go B. I
think B's the highest you can go.
He completed like 75% of his passes.
Right.
And I'm going to grade in a curve. No Lane Johnson at the end. No Mekhi Becton. Though I'm not even sure if
Steen was that much worse. It was pretty admirable performance.
Yeah, no AJ. No Devontae at the end. No Covey. And you might laugh at that, but he's probably the fourth best receiver. Third best receiver.
But I look at it like this. I tweet in a moment. And in the moment, from tweeting last night, there was a lot of times where Jalen didn't look like he was making great decisions. Now, the thing that I like about it is he recovered. He bounced back. But we can't always depend on that being the case because down the stretch, because of what we've seen in the past, it causes us to have heart palpitations.
Well, it does. I guess what's becoming a bigger question for me now is this an outlier or is this who he is? Because if we think he's a top five quarterback, then we say this is disappointing, this is frustrating, you're better than this. But maybe the reality is he's just a good, slightly above average NFL quarterback.
I think,
and that's that they play like that, right? They have a lot of good, but then they have some bad, and it all comes out to like a B, you know, kind of thing and at the end.
I don't know if I'm there, Joe.
But how long until you're not there? Like how much more of this until you say this is who the guy is?
I don't like what Jalen has done over the last couple of weeks. But I still believe in Jalen. Now, Jalen has shaken my faith. He's shaken my faith these last couple of weeks. And I'm like every other Eagles fan. When he went into that last drive, my first thought was like, damn, we didn't fought all the way to get to this point. What's about to happen? The unknown had me nervous. Let me just say that. I'm not going to sit here and say that I felt like he was going to throw a pick or it was going to be an interception, well, a pick or a sack or something like that. But I felt strongly like, damn, okay, what's about to happen next? Because I didn't know what it was, the unknown situation.
Well, especially in a 3rd and 16.
Yeah,
the odds are pretty low.
It's unknown. And I was like, damn. But when he completed that pass to Goddard and we got into the positive and we actually won the game, I felt better. But I was realistic. We can't do that. I can't depend on that every week. I'm not there yet.
Let's hear from Sirianni on exactly that, the sustainability of the way they're playing.
To overcome, like, we know this is not sustainable. We said this after the Green Bay game. This is not sustainable. We got to take the ball away, and we did in a critical scenario, but we still lost the turnover battle. And so this is not sustainable to do it that way. We got to take care of the ball. We got to get the ball away from them. But, again, the resiliency, I mean, the defense played unbelievable.
Well, they did. I mean, they were great yesterday. These games are almost becoming the Eagles versus themselves rather than the Eagles versus the opponent. I mean, like I haven't been overly impressed within the game with any of their opponents. Now, Green Bay has played well since without Jordan Love, and that's credit to them. They've saved their season. But I don't know, week one, were you that impressed with the Green Bay? I wasn't. They were fine.
I was impressed with the way that the defense flashed in a short period of time because they were put against the wall.
The opponents. So I wasn't that impressed with Green Bay that night. I wasn't that impressed with Atlanta. They were fine.
Atlanta looked like they might be sneaky good.
Yeah, they might be.
They might be sneaky good.
But probably a 10-win team, not a 12-win team. They're fine.
Then yesterday,
the Saints, we were told, and stats said they were better than they've been in years past.
I didn't feel like that.
I didn't feel like it. Well, yeah, you didn't. But I didn't feel it watching them. It feels like the opponent the first three games are the Eagles. The Eagles' opponent is themselves, the coach. Just get out of the way, and the quarterback stop turning the ball over.
Well, I also feel like the first month of the season has a lot to do with it because, as I will say this about this Eagle team, is every week they played progressively better. Last week was a great sample of what I thought this defense could be. They could build off of that. They could build off of that. And you know what's funny about that defense? Most people was like, oh, defense is a luxury, Hugh. You know, when you say stuff, you said that. Yeah, I did. But you know when you say stuff like that, you're kind of making my point. Because they were opportunistic in the way that they played. They did the simple things that most defenses should be able to do. They're still pass rushingly challenged.
That's a new term.
Yeah, I just made it up. Like, they're still that. But they played as a cohesive unit. Like, the run fits yesterday. Go back and look at the film. You very rarely saw guys out of gaps.
Right.
There were some times where, you know, Alvin Kamara did his thing. But for the most part, going into any game, Joe, back in the day when I played, to give up less than 17 points and to keep a team to under 100 yards, that's a damn good day on defense. Mm. That's a damn good day. And that's what they did yesterday. Here's the challenge, since we're keeping receipts. Can we do that again? Can we have another day like we had Sunday? Because that's you've set yourself up for the standard. That's the standard right now defensively. Jalen Carter, as you said it yourself, that you didn't play well. Okay, now I want to see what your playing well looks like, because you've shown me, like yesterday, whether you admit it or not, or you don't believe it or not, you were a game wrecker. You were the one-man game. You remember that wrestler, the one-man game? Mm-hmm. That's who you were yesterday.
He really did wreck the game.
You were the one-man game for 1 week. For 1 week.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Let's see it again. And if he does it again, he's the best player on their defense. Like, you could three games in, it's so obvious there's one player that has the ability to be great. Just one. And his name is Jalen Carter. He's got to do it more. Let's hear from Jalen after the game on his turnovers and the mistakes made yesterday.
Obviously, I got to do a better job of protecting the ball. I trust my guys to make plays, but I got to be better with that. And the fumble is unacceptable in that, regardless of the circumstances. And so I own all of those things, and I learn from it, you know, and I continue to be the best I can for my team.
Well, he keeps saying he's going to learn from it. I got to see a difference. Like, eventually, if you learn something, you stop doing it. We shall see. But I thought yesterday was a good win. They were on the road, overcame a ton of injuries before the game, in the game. They overcame a block punt. They overcame their own coach. They overcame the quarterback turning the football over. And they shut down what statistically was the number one offense in the NFL, a game few people thought they were going to win. Hugh did, but few did. And they outgained him by over 200 yards. I thought that was a good win. 215-592-9494. Was it a good win? Your reaction to Sirianni, Hurts, and everything from yesterday. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence!
Dude, yo, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence? What's up, pal?
I feel like it was a good win. You know, I need Jalen Hurts to clean up the turnovers. I need Sirianni to stop making these bonehead decisions. Like you said, When you're in a tight game like that, I think I text Kyle and I text you, Joe. You can't leave points on the board, because in a different game during the season, it's going to come back to haunt you. And it can't come back to haunt you, especially when you're in a defensive struggle like that. With that being said, Saquon Barkley won this game. Dallas Goedert won this game. And the defense won this game. Defensive line and Fangio won this game. They had a perfect game plan to stop this high-power offense. With that being said, man, Sirianni, there's another clip that went to him after the game, and he's just saying, like, when your coach let you down and the team, you guys got me off the hook. Like, that shouldn't be able to happen. And with Jalen Hurts and the turnovers, a lot of the turnovers, he's making his decision before the play even starts. He knows who he's going to before the play even starts, and he cannot do that. He has to scan the field because there's always somebody, other people open on the play.
It does feel like he locks in, Terrence. I thought he tried, like, he kind of locked in on the interception, but he tried to move his eyes to move Honey Badger. But Honey Badger knew where that ball was going. He knew right away.
And another thing, like you said, the defense played well last week, but we got a lot of tough more games coming up. I want to see this week after week. And you said a key thing, Joe, just a second ago. Jalen Hurts, you keep saying you're going to learn from this. You've been saying this since last year. When are you going to start correcting these mistakes? And we're in the red zone. We should beat the Saints by at least by 14 points. We're in the red zone like two or three times. We turn the ball over, turn over on downs. We got to correct those mistakes And right now, we should be sitting at 3-0 if it wasn't for Coach Sirianni. And he has to correct that, because I feel like Blankenship saved the job on that interception, because I feel like it could have went the other way if they went down there and scored and tied that game up and went to overtime. So kudos to the defense. I want to see another absolutely Herculean effort again next week, and let's see if we could do it.
Well, and they're going to need another one, because it will not be easy in Tampa next week. Terrence, we appreciate it, considering the injuries. That now, we don't have an update yet on the injuries, but concussions, we know they are way more. There's a protocol now, right? You have to pass certain tests. You can't just say, I'm good, and they let you play. So I have no idea if Lane could go. No idea if Devontae could go. We'll see about AJ. I mean, there's a real chance they go into that game
Slay,
Sunday
Slay's
without him.
A little banged up, too.
Well, he got driven into the ground by Penning.
Yeah, shout out to Slay, man. Like, what a sacrifice. Because, you know, Slay took a lot of heat last year, and I wanted to take this moment. You know, he don't need my praise, but he played well in the run game. He was a factor in the run game. He did a lot more than he even admitted he's done in the past. Dude, when he went up against that lineman, like it was a mismatch.
By 100-something pounds.
Yeah, he was a mismatch. But he was doing his thing, man. He tried to come in there and weren't run fits. Yeah, that's all you could ask from a DB. That's all you're going to ask for.
Saints are kind of dirtbags, dude.
A little bit.
I thought it fired the Eagles up, the Devontae thing. And then when Slay got driven into the ground out of bounds, I thought it gave the Eagles an extra edge, and they had one anyway.
They were doing a whole lot.
Yeah.
That was.
They've been like that for a while.
They have.
The Saints have that about them.
That's right.
I've never liked the Saints.
No.
I just Can't Even think. When Drew Brees was there and people liked Drew Brees, I
started with smug-ass Sean Payton on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Chewing the gum. Like, yeah, can't stand that.
So, yeah, there used to be losers when I was young, and they're still kind of losers. So Terrence brought up the red zone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles, through three games, are 23rd in the NFL in touchdown percentage in the red zone. So when they've gotten in the red zone, they've scored only 42% of the time in terms of touchdowns. That's not good. I mean, that's 23rd in the NFL, and you look up near the top, and you have teams in the 70s. I mean, I that's probably a high mark, but like if you can get over 50, I think that's probably
a good
place to be.
And I think that this team is evolving. I mean, I was just a little bit upset today because it's the point thing to me really burned my biscuits this morning, because you're gonna it's a good chance that moving forward, you're probably gonna be in these lopsided games. Especially now when you have so many of your offensive weapons hurt, you're probably gonna be in games where, you know, you're going to have to depend on your defense a lot. So we have to get this cleaned up.
So here's a good note, though, on the other side of the red zone stuff. No team has had more trips to the red zone than the Eagles offense through three games.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Well, that means they're moving the ball up and down the field. It's just when they get inside the 20, it's a combination of the coach and the quarterback are screwing up.
That's exactly what I was just talking about with Hurts leading the league in passing yards. Like, the offense is, I would wager, outgaining their opponents like in almost every game so far this season. Like,
they've won by 200 yards this capacity.
Like, they're moving the ball. They're shooting themselves in the foot.
And with that being said, if you're moving the ball up and down the field, how about let your Pro Bowl kicker do that? Do his thing. Like, he's a Pro Bowler. Like, if you're bogging down, but you're moving the ball, it's going to come. Like, that's football one-on-one. You're going to get the touchdowns that you want, but in the meantime, take the 3 points, man. Hell, take the 4 points. Take whatever the defense is giving you. That's a philosophy that has been tried and true in the NFL since hell, day one.
You know what I've noticed? Because Howard mentioned this. Teams go for fourth downs more and more now, right? They go away from the field goal. They try to get a touchdown. Three coaches I notice every week are more on the conservative side in terms of field goals.
Because they're older.
Well, no, not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Andy kicks field goals all the time when he just, and that's how they always rack up points. They have like a very high floor.
Oh, when you say, because I was thinking about kicking the field goal.
That's what I mean. Andy kicks field goals all the time. You know who else does? Shanahan and McVay. They kick field goals all the time. And some people say that burns them sometimes, but I feel like those three offenses, most games have high floors. Even if they have a tough day, they're in the low 20s. And then when they explode, they're in the 40s.
I would also like to add, Dennis Allen let us back in the game multiple times by punting in our territory.
Dennis Allen
was very conservative.
Is a coward. he let them back in the game. I wrote it down in my notes. He punted twice from the 40.
Yeah, it was absurd.
Like, all right, maybe once, but twice? Like, you're going to, I mean, it was, those two coaches yesterday just took turns.
That was like an early 2000s football game where he's like,
passing
nope,
the baton. I mean, just nonsense yesterday. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's
Will.
Up,
hey, listen, I'm happy with the win, you know, but I know we could do a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this reminded me of last season. we getting these little squeaky wins. We gotta punish the teams that we know we should be punishing, and then we're gonna get in a dog fight with the teams that we know is gonna give us a problem. But the whole thing is, right, with that red zone, I keep saying, now you got Saquon, you finally got Goddard activated, right? Now, you could use both of them weapons, but the whole thing is, Goddard is a bigger target. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the times where you fake the Saquon, a lot of the defense is going to fold on Saquon, and that's going to leave Goddard wide open. And you saying throwing up the middle, you could throw that right up the middle to him. His body is too big, man. Whoever's behind him or trying to get in front of him, his whole body is blocking all that. So, you know, we need to focus on that more. What I need Jalen to do is, you know, focus and, you know, you don't have to prove yourself. The only way you prove yourself is to play better, man. Make better decisions. And that's the same thing with the coaches. You know what I'm saying? Now, next week, we play in Tampa Bay. Now, what this week may not work next week. So plan for that. Because that's what I was thinking with a lot of these games that we've been playing. We've been playing because of what worked that first week is going to work for the next team. But it's not like that. You got to know your team. And I'm going to end it with this. When we say, you know, the Eagles is beating themselves, it's all because when you playing chess, your biggest opponent is yourself. So as long as we know that, then we could do better in the do better by the season.
Well, that's the key. Will, we appreciate it, buddy. And here's the reality of it. If the Eagles were the best roster in the NFL by far, if they were dominating everyone, if they were three scores better, these little things wouldn't matter as much. An interception here, a fumble there, a coaching decision. But they're not. I mean, these games are all tight. They were all tight mostly last year. They're all tight again. They need to clean up this stuff in order to make sure they can get to the win mark we want them to get to. 215-592-9494. Was that a good win? Yes or no? It is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others can see when they meet you. Learn about schedule your evaluation at PI Dental Center.com. 67% on the poll today saying yes, it was a good win. And what?
They're
agree
such liars.
With them. They're not liars.
They are liars.
No, underdogs. Listen. Underdogs they're on the road.
Happy. Yeah.
Losing your right tackle, right guard, top two receivers. That's not an easy game to win.
No, it's
and
not.
And they shut down a top offense and they overcame the head coach and to an extent the quarterback. That's a good win.
Overcoming the head coach is crazy.
And the quarterback.
I know.
That's not a good way to win. That's a like,
I didn't say it's a good way to win, but it was a good win. No. It's a good win.
When that game was over, what did you feel more? Like, wow, like, man, really proud of the team? Or like, we had no business winning that game whatsoever. We had none.
See, I felt that way a lot last year. I didn't feel that quite that the way this way on Sunday. They did outgain them by 200 yards. I thought they were better than the Saints on like 90% of the snaps. They were the better team. And then the other 10% of the snaps, the coach didn't know what he was doing, and the quarterback gave it back. And the punt block, obviously, set up the Saints as well. I just feel like they were better most of the day. They just had very high-profile, dumb moments. And that's why this game was close.
But isn't that the mark of this team now, like every game? For
yes.
The
yes.
Because I wanted to give them the pass after week one with the turnovers, but now it's officially a pattern that stretches back to last season when things sucked. That's why I felt almost like I got kicked in the stones after we won that game.
Oh, not in the stones.
In the stones, Hugh.
I didn't feel that way. Hugh, I know you felt more towards the way Kyle did. I don't know about you if you got kicked in the stones.
No, I didn't get kicked in the stones. But
you
it was just
felt
like,
frustrated.
I was frustrated because it's like, for the life of me, did not understand the move with the 3 points thing. And then trying to kick it 60 yards out, you're going to kick the field goal. It doesn't go together. I think it was compounded because of what happened the week before. And it's like, you've had 2 weeks where if you lost this game, people would have been questioning your football acumen. Like seriously, I think there would have been a lot of questions about what the hell is he doing? But because we won it, and a win is a win, we tend to overlook it as fans. But for me, we ran through this last year. We did this last year. We talked about, hey, you know, they got off to a 10-win start, and it was like, oh, that's ugly. The defense is doing this and that. Hey, but they're winning. No, the standard is much higher than that. And I know for some, the casual fan, they're not going to get that, especially the ones that helicopter in from other states that aren't here. They got boots on the ground here in Philadelphia. We saw this. For weeks, we saw this. No, we can't live like that and get to where we want to be. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Here's what I'll just say this. Then we're back to the phones. If you had told me before the game that 60% of the fan base didn't think they were going to win the game, they lose Lane Johnson, they lose their right guard, they lose Devontae, and they still win the football game and hold that offense to 12 points.
They'd be impressed. That's impressive.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I take a step back and I said, that's a good win yesterday. 215-592-9494 for TR and Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, man?
What do you got?
You just said it, man. What I said, you just clarify what I said last week. The coaches, our coaches too, man. We just lost Lane. We lost Lane. Now we lost Smith. We're going to be fine. I appreciate the aggression. You know, that Sirianni is showing, you know, it's kind of like with the producer, I think what he is, that blind aggressive. But I appreciate, man, the stubbornness and want to go ahead and play hard, man, and trust his coaching staff and his team and everything they've been working for over the offseason to get in shape, you know, to get ready to play. I'm not, you know, if he's going to take a chance, because now everybody had we won. We would have lost. They'd have been like, oh, yada, yada, yada. But we won, man. I don't care if it's 3 points or 1 point. As long as we win, now we're going to work on some things, get some things cleaned up, and, you know, get cleaned up in certain areas. That's all. And I'm glad you got it like they should have. The play calling was great to me, you know. And you, real fast, did you get a chance to watch the SC game?
I did not. You talking about USC Michigan?
When Michigan beat them, they ran the ball down their throat for 3 hours.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, hit number 72 on the end on the left.
No, the tackle. The tackle, we saw him last week. Yeah, for USC you was talking about. You was telling about us last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big dude.
But yeah, young boy. He's only 18. It's my nephew. He's only 18 years old. Spread out of fingers. But anyway, back to the Eagles. But yeah, I'm confident, man. I like what we see, man. I love, you know, I think we cool. You know, everybody else think not. But, you know, maybe because I'm more in the box than the football. I don't see something that y'all see. But other than that, we're fine. Like, I'm all right.
Well, they're fine. Here, they are fine. Yeah, they're 2-1. They got to win. We appreciate it. They're fine. We want them to be better than that. And as far as the Sirianni stuff goes, yeah, it doesn't matter each game if they win by 1 or 3 or 12 or 15. But usually the teams that would win and dominate, they're better. And we haven't seen that yet. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones on the other side. Do you feel like that was a good win? And when we come back, we'll play some audio of the one Eagle who is feeling good. CJ GJ's post-game rant to the media. If you didn't hear this, you got it. It's next right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.